Kalimera, good morning. I am Philemon, the man addressed by Paul in the scripture lesson you just heard, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about myself and about my relationship to St. Paul. I'm a businessman and a slave owner from Colossae, a little east of Ephesus. More important, I am a Christian. I became a Christian a number of years ago. It's not easy being a Christian in the first century A.D., as you would call it. Not only are there great temptations of vice and corruption in society with immorality, violence, and many unspeakable acts, but there is increasingly the problem of the emperor cult. It started with the Caesar called Augustus, you may remember. He used to be called Octavian. In fact, worship of him started not in Rome, but in the East, where the apostle did much of his work, in Thessalonica, and in Western Asia Minor near Ephesus, where I live. And add to that the issues of the day. Divorce, lawsuits, meat sacrifice to idols. And the one Paul wrote to me about, slavery of fellow human beings, especially slavery of fellow brothers and sisters in the faith. In all of these matters, it's so hard to know exactly what to do. And then we have to deal with the apostles, too. Yes, deal with the apostles, too. They are the very oracles of God, and they know they are as well. I heard that Paul has written to the Corinthians, "We exhort you as ambassadors, conscious of the fact that God is speaking through us." And again, "You seek proof of Christ speaking in me." Yes, it's something dealing with St. Paul. He's well educated. Tarsus is the third leading university in the Mediterranean world, you know, after Athens and Alexandria, and he studied there. Plus, he studied Jewish law under Gamaliel, so he's religiously astute. He's also crafty like a fox. I don't know if it struck you listening to the words just read, but he says some awfully cagey things in that letter. Consider just these lines. "I did not want to do anything without your consent, in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, as it were, but of your own free will. Or, if he, Onesimus, has harmed you in any way or owes you anything, I will repay it, not to mention that you owe me even your own self. Or maybe best of all, confident of your obedience, I write to you, at the same time, prepare a guest room for me." You know, when I read that letter for the first time, it really made me mad because I felt like I was being manipulated. Trapped might be a better word. He had put me in a box. How could I not allow my slave Onesimus to stay with him? Indeed, how could I not free this slave whom I had raised and clothed and fed? Considering the way Paul put things, what could a person say? But you know, the more I thought about it, the more I came around to St. Paul's way of thinking, the more I actually listened to what he said, the more it cut me to the quick, and then the more I saw things exactly from his point of view. It's so easy for us to be self-justifying and defensive, to baptize our own modes of thinking and to maintain that what we're doing is right. But the more I pondered St. Paul's words, the more I realized just how right he was, this slave of God, this man who counted all as loss for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul helped me to put everything in perspective, so to speak. To see things from God's point of view. To see that in Christ, all things truly are new and different, including our everyday lives, including our social relationships, because we are one in Christ. Put another way, in Paul, I see God's love and grace. Just as Paul loves Onesimus, my slave, who owes me much, and now assumes his debt, so my Lord loves me, a great debtor to our God, and has assumed my debt, and the debt of everybody else. Yes, now I can see why Paul could say the magnificent things he wrote to me, like, "If he owes you anything, charge that to my account." Or, "I am sending him back to you, he who is my very heart, really my innards, my splankna, my very guts." Or perhaps this is why he was parted from you for a little while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother. I thank Paul that I can see things that way too. Paul, the personal purveyor of the gospel. Paul, the man of God who gives his life for the message of his Lord. And I hope you can as well. Listen to his words. Not only are they words of wisdom, they are the words of God's very Spirit, whose instrument by God's grace is the Apostle Paul. May you too be blessed in listening to his voice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.